Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mdiwa Kabaza, and for today, we're getting into the world of money, but more specifically, personal finances, and how some of these banking apps that we tend to use on a day-to-day basis can actually be useful in terms of people's financial goals, but more importantly, how people can actually use them to, improve their lives. We often see these feature-rich apps and wonder whether or not people are using all of these different features, how useful it is. And for today, we are talking to the team from FNB to give us a sense of what they are seeing on their platform and maybe a vision for the possible future as well. So to make the sense, of what's going on, for us, we are joined by Yolanda Duvenage, who is FNB's chief imagineer for NAV. And if you've ever used the FNB app, you'll know that there is what's called NAV, and we're going to get a sense of what's going on there. Yolanda, greetings to you today.
Thank you, Mdiwa. It's lovely to be here with you and your listeners.
So a couple of things, right? Firstly, when we talk about NAV, right? You heard me trying to describe what NAV is. But for the uninitiated, what are we talking about here? I've used the words FNB app. I've used the words NAV. I've used the words personal finance. Make it make sense for us.
You're great. So I think what makes NAV really exciting is we all understand that, life can be really tough, right? And often you feel that you can be quite alone on this journey. And NAV quite simply says, listen, here are tools and solutions that can help you navigate life and navigate it in a way that you feel empowered and that you feel that you become way more in control of that life than what you've ever been before. So quite simply, it provides you with wonderful personalized insights. There are financial tools and there are lifestyle solutions. What makes it really powerful is that it takes a number of topics, whether it is your money management, marketplace, home, car, earth, and energy, or you being a graduate. It brings it together in one place in the FNB app. And it can really just help you take that next step. It meets you where you are. And I think that's why it's so powerful. You know, whether it is that you want to set a budget, buy a home, manage your car, or grow your business. So being a trusted partner is something that we take really, really serious. And doing our bit to help this amazing country of ours.
Now, Yolanda, a week or so ago, I believe, FirstRand released their results, and we were taking a look at, some of that and FNB's performance. One of the things that we noted in our coverage was the fact that FNB's digitally active customers grew 4.2% to about 7.4 million. By December 2024. Of that, could you give us some insight into what the picture looks like from a NAV point of view?
We've actually grown tremendously since our launch. If I take a solution like NAV Money, which is really the money management tool, we now have over 5 million customers that are actively using NAV Money. And I think what makes it exceptionally amazing is that 1 million of that 5 million was added in the last year alone. So what that illustrates is obviously the exponential growth in these solutions, and actually also the need, right? Just the need that customers have got to show up. And I think, why does it matter that there are 5 million users? We know that 80% of people's income is typically spent within the first 5 days of the month. We know that only 18.7% of South Africans have emergency savings, and that will only cover 1 week's expenses. So if you can have a tool in your back pocket that can help you change and encourage you to have better spending habits, have more financial literacy. And at the same time, you know, if you spend better and you can unlock some of those savings and actually start saving, you know, can you imagine how empowering your journey can become and how it can change your life as time goes by? So we are really excited because of that 5 million users, we've seen that 1.5 million unique smart budgets have been set up. Again, it's people that are taking charge of their money. You know, education, it's such a big challenge in our country. And we've seen that on the NAV Money Coach, we've got 1 million missions that have been completed. And it really just shows you that customers are willing to embrace and take ownership of their money and how they manage that to their benefit. So for me, the success here is not just about the fact that it's great that we've got 5 million users on NAV Money, but it's really about the success we have in empowering progress of these individuals.
One of the things I'm quite curious to understand, Yolande, is when we talk about the digitally active users across, you know, F&B, I guess from the outside, one would just assume that we're talking about people that are making use of some digital channel or other, you know, particularly the mobile app. Would I be understanding you correct to say that that 7 or so million is people that are using the app, and then of the people that are using the app, you've got 5 million that are making use of this tool called NAV inside, you know, of the platform?
Yeah, so we have, of the 7 million, we've got obviously the 5 million NAV Money users that are using it on the app. But again, I think in the interest of financial inclusion, we are also using the USSD channel to have some of our NAV Money functionality available there. So with there, we've got 400,000 users. Now, you can imagine, practically, it is obviously a harder interface to play it out because you don't quite have the same graphs and tables, etc., that you could show and indicators that you could show. But again, think about what would be really useful for that base. Just the ability to track their spend that gives them that real-time view of, you know, my money that's coming in a month and my money that's going out and how much am I going to have available at the rate I'm going by the end of the month. That is power in your hands because you could take corrective actions now already to ensure that you don't have cash flow issues later on. Or, you know, showing that base on USSD, for example, the credit status, you know, again, that provides the customers with a good idea of where does my credit health rating sit? Is it good, bad, average? And what are the insights that I can get from you as a bank to help improve that score? So I think we are actually quite deliberate not only to go on the app channel, the absolute bulk of our customers are obviously using the app channel.
One of the things that strikes me about what you're saying, because you're catering to people across you know, those different access points, whether it's online or whether it's through the app, USSD channel, like what you said, it almost speaks to, I guess, appetite for digital, can I call it digital wellness, digital financial planning, you know, digital financial literacy, any one of those terms. And we were talking to one of your competitors the other day, and one of the things that came up was, you know, this idea of, I guess, democratizing financial advice, financial planning, that type of thing. What do you think NAV and the usage that you're seeing, what does that say about consumers' appetite or how consumers have shifted towards being able to do so much of their financial planning and managing their budgets and all of that stuff online, as opposed to, you know, the old way of, I want to make sure that I am talking to a real person when it comes to my money?
I think that's a brilliant question. And Madiba, in my mind, there's obviously a place for both. But I think, you know, the big thing for me is, as an individual, you and I, we wake up every morning, We really work hard, we hustle, we try our best. And it's really important that when we show up, that our money ultimately works for us as well. And not all of us can get access to a person at all times. You know, some of us are blessed. We've got family members that can help us or friends. And some of us have got access to advisors through a more formal infrastructure. But that shouldn't exclude the person that works as hard in a day and also want their money to work for them. And I think this whole approach opens up the space that everybody can get access to, for example, a NAV money coach, right? Why have we got a million missions complete? It's because people are taking that ownership. People are not waiting anymore for somebody else to help them if they know that they can kind of take ownership and do something about that themselves. And I think that's exciting. You know, I think take something practical like a will. I mean, how many of us have got wills? They say over 70% of South Africans don't have a valid will. So what does it mean now for the 70% that hasn't got it? You know, again, if you give me the option, I can either go to somebody or have the option to do it on the FNB app, which under NAV money you can do, right? I think it becomes incredibly empowering. And it's, so I'm all for the augmentation of, you know, advisors helping with technology, but I'm saying let's make it accessible for anybody to access the opportunity to get that type of empowered advice. And then at the same time, also the ability to do something about it, because it's all good and well, you get the advice, but are you doing something? And again, if the platforms enable us to do it, you can do it late at night, or you can do it on a Sunday afternoon. You can do it when you've got time. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that strikes me as we talk about this is just how, I guess that growing demand for, you know, for flexibility when it comes to finances, and just how many of the roles that were once seen in a traditional bank branch have found themselves on people's mobile devices, computers, tablets, you know, and others. Keen to get your sense on, I guess, the direction that things are moving in. You mentioned just now a couple of items where people are using NAV on the FNB app. So keen to get a sense of, you know, some of the other trends that you're seeing. I think you mentioned the budgets. I think you mentioned, you know, some of the financial planning and that type of thing. What else are people making use of? Because all of this speaks to, it seems to speak to people looking for even more functionality beyond just being able to buy some electricity, airtime, do an EFT, and you know, maybe buy some Forex.
Yeah, I definitely think we see that there are customers that are really savvy. Customers sometimes are savvy because they are very time deprived, so they kind of need to do it when it fits into their life schedule. But what we see, for example, on NAV Car, again, this is a really exciting ecosystem that we've built out. You know, I think the bank of yesterday was only interested in helping you getting that vehicle finance. And I think that remains a really, really important step in your car buying process, because that can be a step that typically can cause quite a bit of anxiety. So, you know, we will help you out with that pre-approved credit selection, that you kind of know what you're good to go for. But again, I think what's really exciting, at the same time, we've got a marketplace where we've got over 12,000 listings of cars, properties. We've got 5,600 FNB businesses, small SME businesses that are providing their solutions to the market. And we can maybe unpack that a little bit more. But I think what makes NAV Home really exciting, it is our most mature theme. And we've already done 67 billion rand in payouts via this platform. We've helped put families in homes. So 54,000 families have ended up in a home as a result of the work that we're doing on NAV Home. And I think, again, you know, home is a big part of just helping you grow your wealth, leaving that legacy for your family that comes after you. So I'm always very excited about that one. At the same time, you know, from a NAVCAR perspective, we've done 1.3 billion rand in payouts on vehicle finance. So again, just smoothing that whole journey out, whether it is you buy the vehicle on our marketplace or you go and buy it in a peer-to-peer transaction or you buy it through a dealer, we really try and make it a lot simpler for you. So lots on the go. I think from a marketplace perspective, it's obviously really powerful behavior that we see there, because lots of eyeballs just coming to engage on the platform, having a look at the stock that is available. And, you know, we've done a lot of work to build trust into that marketplace, right? So again, if you then see the follow through in terms of how people are now engaging in the platform, and you see the follow through in terms of sales for vehicles, etc. So I think for me, the really exciting topic is also just the access that we're giving to small entrepreneurs in South Africa. So today, you can come and list your business on the marketplace and get access to our customer base. And, you know, it's one of the main things that our small businesses have asked us. They said, but you've got all these customers. So, you know, how can I show my amazing services, showcase it to these markets? And I think we've seen now that the 5,600 small businesses, you know, we vet them all and we keep an eye in terms of the governance of those businesses, just in making sure that they are credible on the platform. But immediately you're creating a more trusted transaction because you're helping that trusted business that we verified, and you connect them with users that we've also verified. And you just see that flow of transactions happening. And I think what excites me is, in terms of our ratings of these businesses, you know, we let the businesses be rated, but we felt in a fair ecosystem, you need to have both your businesses and your customers rated. And those ratings are sitting at 4.8, 4.9. So you can see it's really quality transactions that are flowing through this marketplace. And I really believe, because it is so, we work really, really hard to build the trust on that marketplace.
Because of everything that is happening on that marketplace, we've spoken about homes, we've spoken about cars, we've spoken about the marketplace, the fact that small businesses can actually list, I think we can say they list their wares, product services, and the like, on that platform. What's the place of human beings on the side of F&B in the customer journey, you know, on this platform? Because typically when one is interacting with a banking app or a platform, you've got the simple sections where you can do your normal transactions, the EFTs, the transfers, maybe buy airtime, electricity, you know, those types of things. But you also have the ability to do queries, the customer service, your chatbot, and then at some point, if a query is a bit complex, it then hands you off, to a human being and that type of thing. Within NAV, what's the place of, the human being in the customer journey? Does everything happen, digitally, or does a customer reach certain points at which you do need to have that interface with the human being of some sort in the background?
Yeah, so obviously where it comes to queries and, complaints or things where we need to help out, we do want to give you that option. I don't think at this stage we can get away with putting everything just through the bot. I think it is actually quite important that sometimes you want to hear a human voice. And we've got, a call center that, especially on Marketplace, just support the efforts there. We are, obviously quite jacked to use the platform to our benefit. So we give you opportunities to rate or recommend or make suggestions that you can do on platform. But if you need to talk to a human, absolutely, that is available.
I want to step back a little bit, Yolandi, to your role I introduced you at the beginning of this discussion as what you call this, as FNB's chief imagineer for NAV, right? I don't think that's a title I've heard. So, imagineer, what does the role entail, and also trying to understand how you then decide what type of things to add to NAV?
Yeah, that's a good, great question. I'll tell you like the official story and then the story behind the story around my title. So the official story, and that is true as well, is, you know, I think it was really important for me when we started this area that, you know, now it's 9 years ago, right? We had to obviously help create that change in terms of being truly, truly customer obsessed, really, really starting with a customer. And I think what the title helped with was it really captured for me that you can imagine the world that a customer really wants. So to sit with a customer, listen to them, learn, really think about it, try and solve with them, go back, check with them, is this what they were referring to? That whole process of imagining with your customers. And at the same time, also imagining with the internal stakeholders that we've got in the bank and how you meet those two worlds to really create solutions that will help our customers lift their whole experience. But, you know, I think where a lot of innovation goes wrong in life is I find there's a lot of ideas, guys, in the world. And innovation, in my mind, only is successful if you can engineer it and make it happen. And for me, the title brings that world together. Can you imagine what that world should be like with your customer? But can you then buckle down and go and make it happen? And we're actually quite a small team, and we really pride ourselves in our commitment to delivering on these promises. The additional story to it was when I got given this opportunity, you know, when you are a small startup in a big corporate, you can easily just go missing in the system because people are really, really busy. So I was trying to hack my brain and think like, how do I land it that, you know, people should take note of us and actually want to engage with us internally, right? Because you obviously need a lot of stakeholders to make something like NAV happen and people that need to support you in other areas as well. So when we brought this title to life, you can just imagine when I introduced myself and said, no, okay, I'm now the chief imagineer, you know, because I could have just taken the CEO title, but done that before in eBucks, and I really felt like that change. But the amount of interest the title created and the opportunity that and the platform it created to start telling our story was phenomenal. And, you know, I think there's this belief system that when corporates start new initiatives, they just roll out the funds. It was nothing like that for us. I tell you, it was pretty tough, right? We had to really, really buckle down. But because we created a culture and an environment in our team that generated this interest, lots of people wanted to meet with us. And that became a very powerful vehicle for us to then help organize and coordinate the efforts of these different themes and align people's agendas to support these themes. So I always said, you know, in any innovation journey, the initial challenge is really just to get a few runs on the board that somebody can take you serious. And that was the name of our game, right? Was just to say, okay, let's start with home and car. And why did we start there? Because, you know, if you kind of take today that, you know, in South Africa, people typically spend about 50% of their monthly income on the transport and on the home, right? Or wherever, rent, whatever it is, right? And it's kind of, as it go up the tiers, it remains more or less the same. We knew that this was such a big expense for people. So that's how we picked home and car. And then we realized that it's super important for us when we do these solutions, we want you to be better off after you've engaged with us. You should feel you've had a better home buying experience, a better home selling, a better car buying, better car maintenance experience. And how do we help you then through that money management? We also realized that we had to really work with you know, South Africans on a very basic level, start from basics and say, look, before you even think about having multi-million rand investments, let's just start with basics. If you are earning 5,000 rand this month, how do we help you live within your means? And how do we help you show you during the course of the month how you can smart budget? And we send you notifications during the course of the month to help manage your spend so that even if you just have that little bit left in the month that you can then put towards paying off your debt, or whether you can unlock some money that you could just put towards savings. That's the first steps for you in a better tomorrow, right? And I think that's why, you know, it sounds today like, oh, it's such a cool title. And I know a lot of people in the bank are excited because I've got a team of Imagineers that then focus on these topics. But I think, you know, it was so important for us just to get this thing on the right journey in terms of really helping people navigate life.
So are you the founder of NAV or one of the founders of NAV?
So I was actually looking after e-books when Jacques Salier, the previous FNB CEO, gave me a call one day and said, okay, right, there's a new plan that I've got. And you know, I think the beauty of Jacques is he's a lovely visionary. So it was a great opportunity to take all those balloons in the air and pull them down. And then basically I put the whole team together, you know, and really handpick people with that X factor customer centric approach. And yeah, that's really how the journey started. So very much founding member together with Jacques and the team. But I can tell you this, NAV always say belongs to everybody because it's been built up by a lot of people that have worked together across the bank to make this happen.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great story of intrapreneurship. We often hear about entrepreneurship, and this one where a unit is being started inside of an existing organization, and some of what it takes to make things happen. And maybe you could give us some insight around that, because you've mentioned a number of different areas, such as home, such as the money, such as the car. FNB has entire business units around these things, such as West Bank and then the home loans business. How do you pull together all of these different teams to make sure that firstly there's buy-in, but secondly that you can have cohesion on that one platform? Because I think sometimes this is where people that are creating platforms sometimes fall flat, that ability to have cohesion and have different elements all working together.
Yeah, I think it's such a good question. And let me put it out there, I would never claim that we are perfect in that regard. I just think where we do it really, really well is one, I think if you are the leadership structure of a team like this, being humble and being willing to listen is a very big part of the journey, whether it is you listening to customers or whether it is you listening to these internal stakeholders that you are working with. I think we play a really important role is I believe we really acknowledge the expertise that are sitting in our product houses, right? There's no way that I could be a deeper expert on a home loan than the team that run home loans. I do think we bring the value is because we're a bit removed from that core product house environment. We can really, really put on that customer hat. And, you know, where we bring, I think, value is that we're not so focused on the home loan per se. We assume and trust our home loan experts that they will bring us the best home loan plus value adds. Where I think we can add a lot of value is because we understand the wider ecosystem. I understand when somebody wakes up in the morning and they are going to go through a home buying process, nobody wakes up and go, oh, yes, today is home loan application day. And so they wake up and what they think, or maybe have, you know, been lying awake all night was, you know, they worried that they're going to sell their existing property for too little. They worried, is this area that I'm going to move to now, is that a good area for my specific needs and my family's needs? You know, you worry about the growth in those neighborhoods that you're thinking of moving to, whether the right facilities are available there that's going to suit your needs. You just worry about that calculation. If they tell you the property is 2 million rand, what does it mean, right? What are all the hidden costs that nobody told me about? You know, so again, if I could have property reports that help answer some of those questions, if I could have, you know, the calculators that can help simplifying some of those sums, not in terms of just telling me from 2 million to monthly repayment, but also telling me, listen, you better budget for these hidden costs over and above. You know, I think that whole bundle starts adding together. And if you then have a marketplace that can help support the services needs that you've got to maintain that property, and you can be connected to really trusted providers that can service your property, what happens is you can go to sleep at night. You know, you don't need to lie awake anymore. And because we focus on that ecosystem part of the whole experience, I think it becomes just such a mutually collaborative effort where there's so much trust between us. And I think that's a big part. I think that's where a lot of people get it wrong as well. You really have to trust one another in terms of the contribution that you will make. So we obviously are in one another's space all the time. We check with one another all the time. You know, sometimes we pick up a piece of development on their behalf or vice versa. But you all are very clear on what is that North Star we're chasing.
Yeah, most certainly. So, yeah, it sounds like there's some good collaboration that's happening in the background, you know, to make all of these things work, and then overlaying that with an interface that takes care of the fact that people have all of these different needs and pressure points and will just want to be able to get through what they get through without too much issue. Yolandi, before I let you go, I'm just looking at the app right now, and you've spoken a bit about money, car, home, and others, and the marketplace. But I see other icons. You know, there's Nav Earth, Energy, Wellness, Care. How do these fit into a person's money life? Because with everything that you've spoken, you know, about today, one would be associating NAV specifically with financial planning.
You're 100%. So we obviously focused a lot on that just purely because we've hit that 5 million number. But you're right. I mean, NAV is really exciting topic. Talks to sustainability, but it also talks to my everyday needs, right? So we've got NAV Energy as part of NAV Earth. And the reason why we've got it is because we know that people, you know, have got alternate energy needs given the current context of load shedding, etc. But at the same time, you know, there's great carbon calculator. Go and check it. It's, I always say that's the one really keeping you honest point in our app, because it shows you how you compare to people like you in terms of your spend. In terms of showing a good purchasing behaviors when it comes to your carbon footprint. So have a look for that one. And then obviously NAV Wellness, it's actually our one theme that's in for a really exciting revamp. So we're going to just pedal back a little bit on that one and bringing the market something exciting. But then NAV Care, really, really close to my heart. You know, again, if you think about it, there's a lot of people that need proper financial support in South Africa. And we are specifically focused on early childhood development, old age homes, and gender-based violence. There are a few other topics as well. But you have the opportunity there to either make a donation. And that donation can be in rands or in e-bucks. So a lot of people like to make a difference through their e-bucks as well. So you can donate. But I think, again, what's really, really useful, and I must maybe want to do a bit of a shout out here to some of the corporates as well that are looking for initiatives where they can go and make a difference, is to adopt one of these old age homes or, you know, early childhood development centers, etc. And you can go and show up there, connect with them on this platform. We have verified all those centers. And then you can go and make a difference with your time, which quite often I think could be a wonderful team build for smaller teams. And at the same time, you know, I think it's a way that we give back and pay forward. So I really want to challenge your listeners to go on to NAV Care, whether it is through a donation or whether it is showing up through your time. And again, I think what's really appealing about it is we've set it up in a way, if you now want to bring the money management component into it, you can get your tax certificate as part of the efforts when you make those donations. So there is really, really no reason not to go and make a difference.
All right. That's how we land today's conversation, just talking about, digital financial planning and some of the tools that are available to people when it comes to budgeting and taking care of certain financial aspects such as home loans, as well as automotive loans as well, and how people can, budget on, use budgeting tools to manage some of their finances, and also at the same time to reduce some of the complexity that tends to be associated with final transactions. Just talking to Yolandi about what's happening in the world of FNB NAV, she was giving us some insight that this is the part of the FNB banking app that takes care of one's the digital financial picture of a person. That's where you take care of that beyond the transactions, the EFTs, that ability to buy electricity, airtime, and that type of thing. It's the financial planning aspect that is being spoken about. Over 5 million people making use of that particular platform, and also at the same time giving us some insight into how people are accessing the platform. 400,000 people make use of some of these tools using USSD, which speaks to some of the socioeconomic realities of South Africa, but also then talking about that ability to apply for car loan, the home loans, and all of these other things, and what it actually takes in the background to make all of those things happen, interfacing with all of the different business units so that you create a unified platform and interface that customers can easily make use of. So that's been it. We were in discussion with Yolandi Duvenage. She is the chief imagineer of NAV over at FNB, and really great just to hear what's happening and also understanding where the title imagineer came from. Yolandi, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Madiwa. I really appreciate it.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.